Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's time for our stroking or paddling report, sponsored by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, where they're doing the Dirty Carp Tournament scheduled today. It's a fly fishing tournament targeting sewer salmon, also known as carp, there in Metairie. Also got a clearance tent sale today, so if you want to go out there, take advantage of some great products at rock-bottom prices, and find out all about the Dirty Carp Tournament. That's at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, No Wake Outfitters. And by the way, next Saturday, out there at that Bucktown Boat Launch cleanup, they're going to have some demo boats before, during, and after the event. So if you want to go out there, participate, do some cleanup, and then also check out a kayak, do a demo, and maybe learn to fly fish. Got a lot going to be going on out there. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, I got two questions for you. Number one, the same question we've been asking all the reporters and the audience. What is your worst nemesis when you're going out to fish? That would be one, and I'll give you the other one when you finish answering that one.
You know, immediately I say wind like everybody else, but I think the advantage of a kayak is if the wind's blowing from the east, you can put in your kayak on the west side of the road, and from the south, you can put in your kayak on the north side of the road, and you can just drive and launch into any little ditch that helps you get cover from the wind. So wind is bad, but wind is not as big of an issue because we can literally launch right next to the protected areas that we want to fish and, you know, try a few different spots that way, throughout the day. So it is terrible, especially when you've paddled really far from the launch and then the wind kicks up, like the day that I was out in Barataria Pass and the wind came out of nowhere and was stacked against the incoming tide, and I was just happy to be back to land after that. We were mic'd up for a tournament, and that's the only reason I was out there that day. But, those kind of situations are very, very bad in a kayak. You know, you don't want to be experiencing that. But I would have to say lightning, because I've been out really far, and then all of a sudden lightning pops up, and you're in a kayak. You can't outrun it like a boat. So that's very, very eerie. You know,
yeah.
You lay all your rods down.
Yeah, they don't make lightning suits either, so that's always a problem. All right, other question. Have you ever fished for sewer salmon, a.k.a. carp?
I have not. I have fished a couple of them in golf courses when I was a kid, and I've definitely done my fair share of urban fishing in the canals as a kid, or bringing my kids around the neighborhood. So, that could be pretty fun, but yeah.
I fished them when I lived in Germany. They actually have a hybrid carp. It's called a Karpfen in German, and it's crossed with some other species. And they bite a lot like carp. You use, you know, corn niblets and that type of bread to catch them. But one thing about them, they're pretty tasty. They're white flaky meat, and they weren't bad. Now, about grass carp, and, you know, I've eaten a silver carp. That's pretty delectable. But some of these sewer salmon, I'm not so crazy about breaking into one of those. But anyway, yeah. Paddlepalooza, not far away. Tell us about it. That's the biggie.
Yeah, we got in 3 weeks, we got Paddlepalooza coming down to Grand Isle. That's on April 26th. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be doing some pre-fishing between now and then, getting ready for that slam tournament that we have every year. That's kind of our biggest event, if you will. And that's, you know, going to be a basically a 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or 4 p.m. Fishing day where you try to put together your biggest slot redfish, trout, and flounder and weigh them in aggregate together to see who's the champion after that day. That's going to be a fun one. Got a lot of friends coming in from out of town for that, and we usually get a camp and have a good time.
So this is an actual weigh-in. This is not CPR.
Yeah. We usually do the big tournaments for sure as a weigh-in. And, you know, a lot of people, if you have too much fish, you know, there's always other people that don't catch fish, and they're always grateful to bring some fish home. And, you know, everybody likes a good fish dinner.
And what species and how many are you looking for?
We have a slam tournament, which is the main thing, which is the three fish. But then they do also individual awards for biggest trout, biggest flounder, biggest red, most spotted redfish. And we also have a seniors ladies category and a kids division.
Great. That's going to be April 26th at Grand Isle at Bridgeside Marina. Can people sign up online?
Yeah, they can. It's Bayou, bckfc.org. You go to the events tab, and you can just find the sign up right there. I think it's through PayPal or something like that, but it's pretty easy. And it comes with a T-shirt and a goodie bag and all that kind of stuff. And I think we cook two meals for you, one on Friday night at the captain's meeting and then one after the weigh-in during the award. So it's a good time, especially if you're into kayak fishing and you haven't met a community yet. Come out there, and everybody's really friendly.
Let's hope for some good weather and a good turnout. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. As always, we appreciate it, and watch out for that lightning.
I will, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. There he goes. Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the Paddlers Report.